Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Jim Harbaugh just hit the lottery. He couldn't have asked for a better situation. Even though I thought Justin Herbert took a step back, Chris, to a tier two quarterback, too many turnovers, he has franchise quarterback stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a franchise quarterback. Do they have beat playmakers on defense? Absolutely. Did that defense play up to its capabilities? No way, no how. That is a team that has personnel already. Jim Harbaugh had success in the NFL, never won the Super Bowl, but got there with the 49ers. They went to three NFC championship games. I know the division is tough. I don't care. If I'm Jim Harbaugh and I'm leaving Michigan and leaving college, I want to be in a situation that's going to give me a chance to win, not some five-year rebuilding, going to Jacksonville or some situation, Chris, that's just going to take forever and a day. And the other part is, when I say hit the jackpot, he also gets away from Michigan. That will be left in ruins. They won a national championship. They got all these investigations following them and all this other stuff that could hit the fan. So he did his job there, Chris, right? At his alma mater, played for Bo Schembechler, won a real national championship that Michigan hadn't won since Moby Dick was a Guppy. And now he gets to come to L.A., a new stadium, a franchise quarterback, defensive playmakers. I don't know if he didn't have a great Christmas, he just had one, because everything lines up perfectly for his escape from Michigan.
No, I agree with virtually everything you said, Rob. He's heading into a great situation. And look, whatever you think about Jim Harbaugh and what he did at Michigan and all that, I'm talking about, you know, the scandal and all that. The dude is a good football coach. He's a great football coach. And he has a chance now, Rob, to become, what, the fourth coach to ever win a Super Bowl and the NCAA championship. The two of them with Dallas, Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. The other one, who's the other one? Rob G, let me know who. It's on the tip of my tongue, but there's three guys that have done
Jimmy, did you say Jimmy Johnson, Switzer?
Pete Carroll,
right, with USC. Does that one count, Chris? I'm just asking.
It counts as much as Harbaugh's, right? Actually, does it count? I don't know. Does Carroll count?
Did they take it away? I
don't
remember, Rob G, do they count?
We'll count it for the sake of argument. But he is a great football coach, Rob, and the Chargers did a great job. They hit a home run.
Especially from Brandon Staley, Chris.
Oh,
especially.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Rob, and he's taking over a team that I think is in better shape than San Francisco was when he got there. When he took over San Francisco, Rob, They had gone 8 years. Is it eight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 years without making the playoffs. They were 6-10 the year before he got there. First year, Rob, he leads them to a 13-3 record and the conference championship game. Second year, they reached the Super Bowl. Third year, they also reached the conference championship game and lose. Fourth year, they were 8-8. They fell off, and that's when he departed.
He had the falling out with the owners, and yep. That was the end of that.
Yep. And so he's a good coach. Like you said, the Chargers, they have talent. They're not a rebuild. They are a restructure and get it going. Like, they should be – Rob, if they don't make the playoffs next year, it's a disappointment.
Something went terribly wrong because that team is just too talented. Chris, and you know, doing the local the challenge here on KNBC in Los Angeles every Sunday after football, you know, I watched all of the games closely, and we broke down the plays and the situations and whatnot for the local LA TV audience. And I just couldn't believe how awful they were under Brandon Staley. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Horrific. And so good for them. Now, the one place I disagree with you, Rob, is when you said best situation for him. This is a great one. I would argue the one – now, this is not including weather and all that. It's not even close weather-wise. And this job isn't open. I thought it might open. I think you may be with me in that. You could – it wouldn't be, a bad move if it were open. Buffalo. Because I think Josh Allen is better than Justin Herbert.
I think this is a better job.
Really?
I think Buffalo is broken. I think you need to really – Chris, not only make changes with the players, that mindset and what's going on in Buffalo, like the disappointment, that team might be mentally broken. Like they can't
beat
Mahomes.
That's why I think they need a new coach to change the culture.
Yep.
But, he's in a great situation, Justin Herbert. I'm excited to see what Herbert becomes because, one of Harbaugh's specialties is working with quarterbacks. It was under him that Colin Kaepernick, became a star, if only briefly, but became a star.
And remember, he's the one who made the quarterback change that people thought he was crazy. I mean, like that.
Yep.
That
Alex Smith to Kaepernick.
Alex Smith was a serviceable.
He's solid.
He was, Chris, a solid quarterback. And it was a shocker when Harbaugh was like, oh, no, I got something here that we haven't seen.
Right. So it's going to be fun to watch and interesting. So congratulations to Jim Harbaugh. Congratulations to the Chargers. I think it's a job well done on this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Down in Dallas, things not so good. Rob G, come in and summarize. It's been a mess down there in Dallas ever since they lost, shockingly, in the first round to the Green Bay Packers. But tell us what's been going on.
Oh, that's an understatement, Chris, because not only has Dak been, you know, catching strays from sports media members like Rob Parker and Dallas Cowboy fans, now it's spilled over into his own locker room because the family members of three separate Dallas Cowboys players on three separate social media platforms have all taken their shots at the Cowboys quarterback. First, it was CeeDee Lamb's mother. Her name is Lita Ramirez. She was on Facebook and put all caps, "Dak isn't it." Then she responded to a comment saying,
"Mom, I thought moms were supposed to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't tweet at all."
Well,
is that how it goes?
She doubled down, Rob, because she said, "They need to get rid of his ass. It's guys on that team that want a ring. They work too hard. Wow. He don't want a ring." And then Terrence Parsons Jr., who is the brother of pass rusher Micah Parsons.
Does he have a podcast too? I want to listen to that.
No, it was not on a podcast. He decided to air his grievances on Instagram. So the second social media site says, "I am questioning your future," with a picture of Dak. LMAO, take $40 million or pack your bags. I ain't gonna lie, you need all the help you can get. So basically saying, if you're gonna come back to the Cowboys, you better take a hometown discount because you ain't worth it. And last but not least, this is the craziest one of them all. Dak Prescott's own brother. Now, while he was defending his brother and his play over all this season, he did say on Twitter, now known as X, that he wants Dak out of Dallas, saying, "Cowboys fans, why you continue to DM me? Trust me. If I could get Dak to leave Dallas, I would. I, too, want him out of Dallas."
Wow. Man. You know what? I'll raise my hand, too, Chris. I want him out of Dallas, too, in the worst way. I know you're still on board with Dak and think that they're going to win a Super Bowl with him
point. I didn't say that. I just think you can win a Super Bowl.
Okay, you can win with him. I've seen enough. I'm not surprised there's frustration. He hasn't been there for a year, two, three. This is 7 years there.
Eight.
Eight years. Yeah. And, Chris, this wasn't... He played well and they lost. We can live with that. We can live with that. You know, like, you could get beat by a better team that plays better than you on a certain given night. That's sports. There are upsets, all kinds of stuff. But to be in that game, to be unprepared, uninspired, have a piss-poor performance by Dak, and go look, the last few years, home games where the offense has just been sputtering, and Dak hasn't played well. I'm convinced now more than ever that this is who he is. And until further notice, I cannot believe in anything else. I would rather Chris Broussard have the unknown than the known. I'd rather give the unknown a chance than to know what ultimately is going to happen come January and has happened time and time again. The Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones, I thought they were about winning, but after that, embarrassment, one of the worst playoff losses in the history of the Dallas Cowboys, Chris, for them to bring those two guys back and act like everything's okay.
The worst.
I was trying to be nice. Fair. The worst.
Right.
And to bring those two guys back and act like, well, we'll just run it back. Okay.
Yeah, look. There have been a lot of heck, people were yelling about Lamar Jackson up until last week. Yeah, he won it, or he's going to win MVP, but what's he going to do in the playoffs? 1-3 in the playoffs, you know, and he's 6 years in. Peyton Manning won his Super Bowl at 9 years in. And in those playoffs, threw 3 touchdowns and 7 picks. So you don't win it until you win it. So,
Let me just interrupt you. Two of those guys have something that Dak doesn't have.
Well, Peyton's, they're both better than Dak. Don't get me
wrong.
I'm
just
saying.
Both won MVPs.
He's not the only quarterback.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, to me, that makes it even worse. Like, they were looking at Peyton Manning like, dude, you're the best quarterback we've seen. You're killing it in the regular season. But then we get in the playoffs and you struggle. Now, he had some big games in the playoffs before he won his first Super Bowl, but he also had some clunkers. I'm just saying that, you know, this doesn't mean Dak Prescott can never play well in the playoffs. But what I want to get to, Rob, we know you think they should trade him or move him on, let him go somewhere else, you know, play one more year and then leave as a free agent. I think they should bring him back and re-sign him, and I'm pretty convinced that's what's going to happen. But what I want to talk about, Rob, is this situation. I mean, Rob, if my wife, you know, tweets out, you know, Rob Parker is terrible on the iCouple. If it wasn't for him, it'd
be a
great
show. That's why she didn't come to the party, though, right? She had already tweeted. I'm not going to that party. Are you kidding? He's terrible on the air.
Right. If that happened, wouldn't you look sideways at me? I mean, I'll be honest, even if I come out and say publicly, hey, look, I love Rob. We've done the show together for 5.5 years. It's been great. I got nothing but love for my man. You know, my wife doesn't speak for me. She's got her own opinion. That's fine, but I disagree with it. I mean, I guess maybe then you might believe. Would you believe me? Or would you be like, man, he's obviously talking to his wife. And pillow talk.
Chris, that's pillow talk. Hey, babe, how's the show going? Oh, God, he's just brutal. You know, I got to stick around because the loot is just too good. But, my God, I just cannot work with that guy.
Right,
thank
right.
God I'm in New Jersey and I don't have to be in the same studio with him every day.
But you see what I'm saying, Rob? Like, do you think – we talked about this with Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Diggs. I mean, where's CeeDee Lamb's mom getting that from?
Right. Come on. I'm with you.
And Micah, look, Micah came out with a statement, Rob, saying he believes in all his teammates. He's glad to be a Cowboy and, you know, all that. It was a good statement. And I will give Micah the benefit of the doubt because he didn't mention Dak personally. And the only reason I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt is because his brother criticized the organization, the fans, the coaching staff, the play calling, all that. So maybe Mike was like, let me just take care of it in one fell swoop. I would have liked to have seen him, though, say something about Dak and how he supports him. And beyond that, though, Rob, CeeDee Lamb, Rob G, has he made any statements about this?
Not as of yet, no.
So, Rob, I'm sorry. CeeDee Lamb has to come out and say something to, you know, say, look, again, I love my mother, and she thinks for herself, she does for herself, and she has a right to have her own opinion, but it's not one that I share. It's not one that I gave her. I believe in that. You know, something, if he doesn't, then it makes me think, especially, Rob, on the heels of the body language that we saw from CeeDee Lamb and the interactions between him and Dak Prescott in that game, it's going to make people think something's up with them. And maybe something is. I don't know.
No, definitely. There's no other way to read into it, especially when you hear somebody's mom. You just, yeah, Chris, I'm not saying she doesn't know football. And obviously, she's followed her son's whole football career, right, until he got to the pros. So she's been around football, and she's watched enough games to have an opinion. But that, you just wonder, like, if she knew that her son really was all about Dak and felt like his career, I owe Dak, my God, to have this quarterback. I'm getting balls. I'm making money. Do you know what I mean? Like she wouldn't be spouting that.
No.
She wouldn't be.
No. And Rob, and I'm speculating. But if guys don't come out and defend Dak, you remember at the beginning of the season, and I didn't think it was a big deal, but you remember when Trayvon Diggs and some other defensive player were talking trash to Dak. Remember that in practice? Called him the B word. And I thought it was all in good trash talk and all that. And maybe it was. I think it was. But when something like this happens and no one comes to his defense, it makes me wonder, is this similar to the situation that was in Seattle when you had the Legion of Boom and the great defense and you had Russell Wilson, right? And they won a Super Bowl. They went back to another one, but the defense did not like Russ, right? There was tension there. They didn't like the way he moved and, you know, all that. And it something like this, unless it's rectified, Rob, makes you wonder, is that the case or is it similar to that in Dallas? I've never gotten a whiff of that until this.
Yeah, it could be. And you know this, Chris, the frustration of what this year was supposed to be for the Cowboys and how they won 16 in a row at home. And people were talking about them that this is different. They have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. And to have it go down in flames and Dak have a terrible night, like a terrible game. It wasn't like, again, they lost, and there was a few reasons why they lost. They lost, and a lot of it had to do with poor quarterback play. The defense didn't play well either, Chris.
Right.
But Dak didn't play well.
Dak off the hook. Yeah, right. He was bad. So it's interesting, Rob. Do you think this will lead to them parting ways quickly?
No, I don't think it's over this. But financially, Chris, they're painted in the corner. So no. When I talk about I'd like to see them move on, I understand there's a financial part of it, and he has a no trade, and there's all these other entanglements that make it difficult.
So you don't think they will. You think they should.
But they should. They should do whatever they need to do in order to move on and do something else there, because it's going to be another year wasted. It could wind up being another year or two. If I'm Jerry, I'm just like, my God. Is Jerry looking like at a watch and look at the time go by, or is he watching an hourglass with Sam, like thinking
talked about it. Jerry can talk all that smack he wants about winning a championship. He wants a championship his way. That's what he wants. He don't just want a championship.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest, former NBA All-Star, a sharpshooter from the mid-range and deep. We welcome in Michael Redd. What's up, Mike?
Michael.
How you doing, man?
That was always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me, as always, guys.
It's great to have you on. Now, Rob, we were talking earlier about having you on, and we were wondering, are you still doing your podcast? It was about mental health, right?
No, it wasn't just about mental health. It was a gamut of things and really talking to people all around the world who have experienced incredible things and wanted to share their stories of how they better themselves. So, and Chris, you were all guests on the show, and so thank you again for doing that. And I'm going to relaunch that this year, actually, with a twist. So it'll be announced pretty soon, actually.
I was trying to figure out what Chris had done to warrant being on the show, but I'll
put up with Rob for 5.5
years. Yeah, that's definitely it. No doubt.
Rob, I gotta get you on the show, Rob, at some point. Seriously.
I would love to be on the show.
He don't fit the criteria.
No, I do. Michael Redd, I would love to talk about MLBBro.com, my website covering black baseball players. I would love to get on.
There's more black writers for MLB Bro than there are players.
Almost. We got like 70 on staff and 85 players, but it's all good.
All right, Mike, let's start here. The Bucks, the team you were a star with, the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. Adrian Griffin gets him off to a 30-13 start, but it looks like there were, players questioning his strategies and so on and so forth. And I will say, I don't think they looked like a championship team as well as they played. He's let go. They bring in Doc Rivers. I don't know how closely you're still following the team, but what'd you think of the firing, and what do you think of them bringing in Doc Rivers to kind of set things straight?
I think, first of all, Adrian Griffin is a peer of mine. Played many years against each other, and just saw him actually a week and a half ago in Milwaukee. And so, surprised at the timing, but not shocked. I've seen this throughout my career with many coaches, and it's just unfortunate for him because I know how many years he has clawed his way to get into an opportunity to be a head coach, and. But the ownership is committed to winning at any cost. And it's an opportunity to pivot and risk, PR scrutiny, the financial situation with his contract, his Coach Bud's contract, to bring in a high-quality, experienced coach. So you have a novice head coach in the beginning of the season coaching and leading the ship for an experienced championship-caliber team. And you just don't have many years to waste with Dame and Giannis. So I'm sad for Adrian, but also I understand the nature of the business.
But Michael, I'll push back on this. And I know Doc won a championship in 2010, okay? But the resume of late has been raggedy. 3-1 losses. We saw it with the Clippers, okay? And then Ty Lue shows up, and they get to the Western Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard. Goes to Philadelphia. Chris and I were stunned that after being let go by the Clippers, he was hired right away by the 76ers. They can't to get them to the next level. They can't get out of the second round 3 years in a row. Okay, so he gets fired there. They were up, if you remember, against Boston. They won game one there without Embiid. They were up. They could have won that series. Didn't win it. And now here it is to Milwaukee. Like when I look at Doc of late, he doesn't look like the coach is going to get you where you want to go. What are they looking at that I don't see?
Well, he's a champion, and you can never take that from him.
No, I get right? that.
And so I think, and I understand exactly what you're saying, Rob. Let me ask you a question, Rob. Does he give them a better chance than Adrian Griffin does?
I don't know. You know what? He's the unknown to me, and I'm going to say that. But I know what Doc Rivers is as the known. And what the known is of late is not good. I mean, the last time Doc Rivers won a championship, sports writers were using typewriters. It's just been a minute.
What have you done for me lately? No, I get it.
Mike, let's go here. Tonight we got a great game, Oklahoma City. I mean, San Antonio is not a good team, but they got Victor Wembanyama. 7-5, does everything. Chet Holmgren with OKC, not their best player. They got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But Chet Holmgren, 7-3, does everything. You played in an era, and it wasn't even that long ago, but we didn't see – you weren't seeing 7-foot-5 guys shooting threes, handling the ball, bringing it up court and all that. When you see – those two in particular, but just the way the game is going, like, what are your thoughts when you kind of reflect on it from your time in the league?
Yeah, it's Chris, you're spot on. It's an evolution of players. It's tall men playing a small game now. And what I mean by that is you have these giants now who are traditionally put in the paint, now playing guard. Basically, or the small forward position, you know. So, and when I played, it was, you know, Sean Bradley's and Yao Ming's and the Jorge Mirasans, but they never, you can never conceive them dribbling the ball and shooting the ball the way these guys are today. The pace of the game is much faster. Guys are much more slender. They don't have the girth of the guys of old, but it's a different game now. And it's fun to watch the evolution. It really is. Everybody shoot threes now, too. I mean, the game is so spaced out. I mean, Chet and Victor are shooting threes regularly, you know, pull-up threes. You know, so you could never imagine seeing Olajuwon or David Robinson or you saw a little bit with KG and Rasheed, you know, a little bit of that evolution with Chris Webber as well. But this is another level, though.
Let me ask you this along those lines. Right now, I would say – the first team, and I'm a voter. Like, if I had to vote right now on first team All-NBA, it would be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Canada, Luka Doncic, Slovenia, or is it Serbia? I might be mixing him up with Jokic. But Jokic, Serbia, Giannis, Nigeria,
France.
Or Greece.
Oh, Greece, I meant. Greece, right.
Sure.
And then MB, Cameroon.
We're the brothers from the States.
Right, you played on the Redeem team when y'all had to come and get the championship back for the United States and win the gold medal. Like, you saw this summer, we finished third, I think, in the FIBA. And, you know, so we are behind. I mean, the world has more than caught up. Like I said, probably the top five players, at least as far as all NBA, are from outside the United States. Like, what do you think about that? And do you think there's something America can do or needs to do to kind of get back to where, I mean, where we can have some of the best handful of players in the world?
So there's a couple points in that, Chris, and you're spot on. My real top five players in the league are not those guys, not all of them. If I had to put my life on the line, when it all came down to, you know, the marbles, you still got to go LeBron, Steph, and KD still in the top five.
Well, I'm fine with that, but I'm saying they're older. They're going to be gone in what, 4 or 5 years, right?
Sure. No, you're right. And so I think when you look at Europe and overseas, they tend to probably practice more than play, right? From an AAU standpoint or from a youth league standpoint, from a younger standpoint. Over here in America, we play a ton of games and don't practice enough. So there's a breakdown right there. And so we've got to somehow in our systems here in America get back to practicing fundamentals, right, and practicing more in quantity than actually playing. I think we play too many games as youth, and we don't have the fundamentals or develop the skill sets, right, and just playing. And so you've got to practice. And I know that's not a very popular thing in today's time, but really at the end of the day, I believe those guys overseas are probably practicing more and less playing, in my opinion.
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Real quick, though, I want to get this. I know we're way over time. One last thing, less than a minute, just about the Clippers with the addition of Harden and where how they've come together. They got off to a terrible 0-5 start. People were questioning if it was going to work, and now they're rolling. Do you like that team and the pieces that they have?
I do. I really do. They're so scary. And when you got Ty Lue at the helm, with that
I think he's a tremendous coach. I think he's a
tremendous coach. So, and I love Ty Lue. As a friend, we played together in Milwaukee. And just an incredible coach. Doesn't get the credit, I think, that he deserves. And I think that's probably the dark horse in the West, in the sense of, like, literally coming out of the West. I love them. I love the Clippers.
No, that's a great – they look good. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you say Denver's the favorite – Clippers are right there with anybody else. So,
I totally agree.
That's Michael Redd, former NBA All-Star.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!